This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Summer camp. Time for swimming, crafts. But if you're a student at STEAM Summer Camp in Brooklyn, it's time to learn about gentrification. The campers are studying their community and the housing issues they see and live with. Sally Herships took a field trip to talk to the campers about what they're learning.
What's your name?
Tristan.
How old are you, Tristan?
7.
What is gentrification?
Gentrification is a small shift in an urban community to mostly help senior citizens get a home.
Not exactly, but that's why the kids are here, to learn what gentrification is.
People are being pushed out of their homes, and like, just imagine, you're in a house, you were struggling to pay the rent, but you worked so hard to pay it, and then all of a sudden the landlord comes to you and says, you're being evicted, somebody's moving into this house.
People feel like the neighborhood that they've known is ceasing to be.
Gerard Miller works with nonprofit Neighborhood Housing Services of Bedford-Stuyvesant. He says if these kids learn financial literacy now, hopefully by the time they're adults, they'll have a say in the changes happening around them. Today, they're exploring the neighborhood, taking pictures of gentrification in progress, new construction, for sale signs.
Blocks in Clinton Hill and Bed-Stuy that 15, 20 years ago, people didn't want to move on to are now multi-million dollar blocks.
And longtime tenants are getting priced out, like one of the campers, Carrie Jondu, and her mom. How does that make you feel?
A little bit upset, but I know that me and my mom will be fine.
Why don't your mother get a fifth job so you can still stay in your brownstone?
A fifth job? Five jobs?
That would be a lot, because she wouldn't even have time for me.
Lately, Miller has been discussing mortgages and debt with the kids. They get pretty deep about it.
That's like basically having no social life.
Basically, you're going to die alone with a lot of cats?
It's because you might go broke and you might not have that much money. Plus, you owe a debt to yourself because you never got a life.
You're always going to have debt because you're going to owe your parents and you can't run away from your parents. The real lesson would actually be to always be responsible if you have debt, because you can't go blowing off your money and you owe somebody like $1,200 and you just spend it on a pair of Gucci shoes and ice cream. Yes, I'm still talking.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Money, don't know what they want from me. It's like the more money we come across, the more problems we see.
That's all I know.